And the highlight of the year for the children was the Christmas party. In fact, we were allowed out of school half an hour before school finished, so that the children living the other side of the park and around Golden Green had time to get home and to go get back for the party. And the tea was always held in the servants' hall, a long table and usual sandwiches, cakes and jellies. And after we'd had tea, we were taken through into the great hall. We entered by a little door at the side, and there'd be a large Christmas tree up that end. And I think there must be a step. I seem to remember a step down. This tree was up on that. And there was a huge fire with the huge logs burning, and little forms set out either side for the mothers to sit on, have a talk while the children played. And once we were sort of all there and settled, another side door used to open, and Lord and Lady Sackville would come in. And it always seemed to take me by surprise. I was always surprised to suddenly see them standing there. And we were asked for quiet. And then the butler called out our names. The butler's children first, then the chauffeurs, then the head gardeners, and so down the scale. And as our names were called out, the housekeeper would hand the present to her ladyship, and her ladyship would hand it to us. I think we were all supposed to bob at curtsies, but half the time I think we all forgot. We were so excited with our presents, which were really very good presents. Two were outstanding, and I remember, was a very large doll, the largest doll I'd ever had, and a tea set. Not your ordinary sort of tin tea set, but it was a china tea set. Almost full-size cups, a teapot, saucers and plates. Oh, and I loved that tea set.